Welcome to Talks from the Bible. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah saith, Lord, who hath believed our report? Romans 10:16. The gospel is a message that makes known the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if ye keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless ye have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. 1 Corinthians 15:1-4. The gospel must be obeyed for one to be saved. The Corinthians had received the gospel which had been preached to them. The church in Thessalonica had received the gospel which had been preached to them. And ye became followers of us and of the Lord, having received the word in much affliction, with joy of the Holy Ghost. 1 Thessalonians 1:6. The desire of God is that all people receive or believe the gospel so that they can be saved. Who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth? 1 Timothy 2:4. The lament of the Apostle Paul in writing to the Romans was that not all have obeyed the gospel, even as Isaiah was sorrowful that not all had received his report. But what does it mean to obey the gospel, or how does one obey the gospel? The question is explained to us as Paul writes earlier, "But God be thanked that ye were the servants of sin, but ye have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered to you. Being then made free from sin, ye became the servants of righteousness." Romans 6:17. Obeying the gospel had changed their relationship with God. They were the servants of sin, but after they had obeyed the gospel, they became the servants of righteousness, because obeying the gospel had made them free from sin. One cannot become a servant of God until one is free from sin. They had obeyed the doctrine which was delivered unto them, and that doctrine was baptism. Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. Romans 6:3-4. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.